Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Majestic Mondays with DDI, Daughters of Deliverance International. actually Anthony Evans. I hope you're able to join us for the Priscilla Shire simulcast on Saturday. I posted it on our website and also in our Facebook group because she is one of the wonderful women of God that we actually follow, her and Beth Moore and Joyce Meyer and a few other ladies. And Priscilla had an all-day conference this past Saturday, and her brother, Anthony Evans, was the worship leader. You know, their father, Tony Evans, has been ministering the gospel for over 40 years. He's their dad, they're his children, and they flowed in such a wonderful way this weekend. I heard that song for the first time by Anthony. They played that during the break as they were showing all of the posts from all around the country, the women that had tuned into the simulcast, the live streaming from their own church or from their homes. And it was just wonderful to see that they're all around the world, really. We as believers are a part of the same family. Some were white, some were black, some were other races, but all with one goal, and that was to hear from the Lord this past Saturday through Priscilla. And it was just wonderful to see, and that song was playing as they showed all the pictures. So I wanted to play that this morning just to remind you that you are a part of a huge family if you are a believer. We are all in this together. We are all trying to walk this walk, one accord, and we can use each other for encouragement and just to inspire and uplift one another. One of the things Stella also covered on her simulcast, she showed some of the other countries around the world where Christianity is not accepted and where it is actually a crime to worship or to have a Bible. And it was just a reminder of how good we have it here in the States and how we take it for granted that we are able to pray out in public and we are able to read the Bible wherever we want. It's not against the law to do that, but some places it actually is, and those Christians are being persecuted. And so on her simulcast, she actually encouraged us here to write letters to those who have been imprisoned in their own countries because of their faith. And there's an organization called Voice of the Martyrs, and that's where we were encouraged to send our letters just to encourage the believers who are places where they don't have it as good as here, and they're not able to congregate together and worship together like we are. And so if you are interested in writing a letter, you can go to Priscilla's website, which is goingbeyond.com, and then she has the Voice of the Martyrs page on her page, and it just explains what they do and how you can contribute by writing a letter to encourage others who are in prison, and you can also donate to their families. So that's at goingbeyond.com, and then you click on join us in freeing the persecuted church. And that is the organization called Voice of the Martyrs. All right. Guess what's coming up this next weekend? It is time for Easter already. Resurrection Day is here. I hope that you are going to church. If you haven't been to church in a while, if you don't even have a church, then at least go to celebrate the Lord rising again and his sacrifice for us. And if you do have a church, this is also a time when you can invite people that you know are not walking with the Lord. Most people are open to going to church on Christmas or Easter or maybe New Year's Day to start the new year off right. Even if they normally don't even think about that, they will go usually on these days. So make sure that you invite a loved one, a family member, a coworker, or someone that you know does not have a relationship with the Lord or does not have their own church. Our scripture for today is actually going to be about the risen Savior. This is from Matthew 28. And it says, excuse me, after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, this is after the Lord was crucified, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards, so afraid of him, that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him.' Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb. They were afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said unto them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. They will see me there." So when the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. And when the chief priests had met with the elders, they devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "Here's what you're to say. His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were all asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. So they made up this plan to say what they were going to have as their truth, that he was stolen. And even to this day, that is what some people believe. And then the verse continues on. This is verse 16. "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him," because he was there, "they worshipped him, but some of them doubted. And then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" And as you know, that's the Great Commission. And that actually came from him after he had been crucified, raised from the dead, and was back with them. Sometimes we don't really think about how things happen. And the Great Commission, which is our charge even now, actually was given after his death and after he was raised. Isn't that amazing? So that's our commission, that's our charge. And if you are at least reaching out to one or two people this week to invite them to go to Easter service or Resurrection Day at your church, you are actually fulfilling part of that Great Commission, which we have been commanded as believers to do. Make disciples. All right, I am going to pray over us for this week. This should be an inspiring week already as we focus on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, the very reason why he came, to give his life and to take on our sin, to die for us, and then to come back and be raised from the dead and to give us the rest of his commands. And we are taking up that charge now. And Father God, even as I pray that we would be focused on you this week and on your sacrifice for us and all that you did for us and all that you are even continuing to do as we are your believers and we constantly hear from you and continue to follow you. We just thank you and we praise you and we dedicate ourselves to you this week. We are so grateful for your sacrifice, and we will not be remiss. We will actually tell others about your sacrifice and all that you did for us and all that you are continuing to do. And we listen out because we are your sheep. We listen out for your voice to lead us and direct us this week. and to show us what you would have us to do and to say. We thank you that your hedge of protection is around us to keep us safe this week, to guide us and lead us. And we also, Father, we just pray for all of those other Christians in those countries where it is not accepted and where it is actually against the law to be a believer. We pray for their protection, and we pray just for their safety, and that you are continuing to lead and guide them. And we want to do our part in any way that we can, whether it's sending Bibles or just sending them a letter of encouragement or somehow just being there for them. So we just thank you, Father God, that even as we go along this week, that you are with us, and that we seek your face and just hear your voice as your children, that we are led of you every step of the way. We thank you for all of these things. We look forward to spending time with you this week. And even on next Sunday, as we go to our churches or we visit churches, we just want to uplift your name and give you all the praise that you are worthy of, because you are magnificent and you are majestic, and you belong to us and we belong to you. So we receive this encouragement for the week, Lord God, and we just thank you in advance for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you for joining us this week. Send us a line, drop us a note. Let us know if you are listening. We will continue to come and bring you inspiration for your Monday morning or whenever you end up listening to it. Check out our website at daughtersofdeliverance.com to find out about other events like the Priscilla Shire that we posted. We have a few other things coming up, including our friendship mixers once a month for ladies who are looking for friends or to fellowship with other ladies. And we have our tea talk, and also we have our monthly deliverance call where we go a little bit deeper and help you to free yourself from any bondages or any areas where you might be not experiencing the freedom that you would like to have. So that's daughtersofdeliverance.com. And we will have you join us back next Monday. All right, so be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And this is Kirk Franklin and the family with Now Behold the Lamb. Until next time.